This is Taking Aim with
Ralph Schoenman
and Maya Schoen. Our program today, a study in disinformation, the fake confession of Khalid Sheikh Mohammed. I hereby admit and affirm without duress that I was a responsible participant, principal planner, trainer, financier via the Military Council Treasury, executor, and or a personal participant in the following. I was responsible for the 1993 World Trade Center operation. I was responsible for the 9/11 operation from A to Z. I decapitated with my blessed right hand the head of the American Jew Daniel Pearl in the city of Karachi, Pakistan. For those who would like to confirm, there are pictures of me on the internet holding his head. I was responsible for the shoe bomber operation to down two American airplanes. I was responsible for the Filka Island operation in Kuwait that killed two American soldiers. I was responsible for the bombing of a nightclub in Bali, Indonesia, which was frequented by British and American nationals. I was responsible for planning, training, surveying, and financing the new or second wave attacks against the following skyscrapers after 9/11: the Library Tower in California, Sears Tower, Chicago, Plaza Bank, Washington State, the Empire State Building, New York City. I was responsible for planning, financing, and follow-up of operations to destroy American military vessels and oil tankers in the Straits of Hormuz, the Straits of Gibraltar, and the Port of Singapore. I was responsible for planning, training, surveying, and financing for the operation to bomb and destroy the Panama Canal. I was responsible for surveying and financing for the assassination of several former American presidents, including President Carter. I was responsible for surveying, planning, and financing for the bombing of suspension bridges in New York. I was responsible for planning, surveying, financing for the operation to destroy Heathrow Airport, the Canary Wharf building, and Big Ben on British soil. And on for 29 responsible
31,
right, Ralph. 31 statements of responsibility. That's 31, 29 for full responsibility and sharing responsibility with three others, including the attempted assassination of Pope Paul John Paul II while he was visiting the Philippines, and an assassination attempt against President Clinton during his visit to the Philippines in 1994 or 1995. This is the supposed confession of Khalid Sheikh Mohammed at a tribunal, a combatant status review tribunal hearing on March 10th, 2007, at the U.S. military base, Guantanamo Bay, Cuba, at which was present a captain, United States Navy, who was president of the tribunal, a lieutenant colonel from the Air Force, a lieutenant colonel from the Marine Corps, a lieutenant colonel from the Air Force, as the tribunal members. A representative, that is not a lawyer, but a representative, a language analysis person who is a translator, a gunnery sergeant who is the reporter, and a lieutenant colonel from the Army who is the recorder, and then a judge advocate sitting in as a member of the tribunal. All these people are unnamed. They all attended on March 10th, 2007 for slightly more than an hour to hear the tribunal on the enemy combatant status of Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, ISN 1024. Ralph.
Yes, well, they failed to include the fact that Khalid Sheikh Mohammed takes responsibility for the Teapot Dome scandal, for the sinking of the Lusitania, for the assassination of Abraham Lincoln, and he was a co-conspirator with Brutus, it appears, in the murder of Julius Caesar. And he does all of this confessing in a remarkably pidgin and broken English. I not happy that 3,000 been killed in America, he states, according to the transcript as cited in the Los Angeles Times. I feel sorry, even. I don't like kill children and the kids. Never Islam give me green light kill to kill people. Killing as in the Christianity, Jews, and Islam are prohibited. Now, the problem with the pidgin English ascribed to the Khalid, Sheikh Mohammed, who we have now orchestrated as one more legendary intelligence construct in Guantanamo Bay, is that Khalid Sheikh Mohammed was educated as an engineer in the United States and studied at length in North Carolina, and his English was impeccable and fluent by all accounts, including official ones. And, of course, apart from the responsibility for everything but the crucifixion, Khalid Sheikh Mohammed is quite specific in this confession about the plots that he had in mind beyond those of the 1993 bombing of the World Trade Center and the events of 9/11. Yes, as you mentioned, Maya, the Sears Tower was targeted by him, the very Sears Tower, of course, that the Mossad had staked out with the operatives of the Mossad in place on the very eve of 9/11, targeting Chicago, for which Khalid Sheikh Mohammed is taking responsibility. But interestingly enough, he states, I was responsible for planning, training, and surveying and financing for the new or second wave attack against the following skyscrapers after 9/11, the Plaza Bank in Washington State. Now, that is the excrement in the punch bowl, unfortunately, for the official fiction. Because, as you researched, Maya, the Plaza Bank website makes clear that the bank was founded in 2006.
That's right, Ralph, at www.plazabankwa.com. If you go to About Us, it states, founded in early 2006 with a vision of creating the leading commercial bank in the Pacific Northwest, Plaza Bank's story quickly captured the heart and passion of some of the region's leading business minds. And that included CEO of Weyerhaeuser and United Airlines, the former Seattle Mariner, Edgar Martinez, and then a salon operator. In other words, Plaza Bank had Latino roots. What's key is that the Plaza Bank was founded in early 2006, and this specifically refers to the Plaza Bank in Washington State, and that's referred to in the Khalid Sheikh Mohammed supposed confession. And Khalid Sheikh Mohammed was supposedly captured in 2003.
Yes, the official fiction goes far beyond this contrivance of a confession by a Central Intelligence or U.S. Intelligence Agency stand-in for Khalid Sheikh Mohammed. But, of course, we have to ask a series of questions. Is Khalid Sheikh Mohammed responsible for the Federal Bureau of Investigation planning, organizing, ordering, and contriving the 1993 World Trade Center bombing? Was it Khalid Sheikh Mohammed that organized the FBI's Emad Ali Salem in plotting it, in providing the explosives for it? Was it Khalid Sheikh Mohammed that organized the Mossad securing of the safe house in 1993? Was Guzi Hadass of the Mossad working for Khalid Sheikh Mohammed? Was Khalid Sheikh Mohammed responsible for NORAD reversing its standard operating procedures on the day of 9/11? Was Khalid Sheikh Mohammed responsible for the collapse of three steel buildings, one of which was not even hit by a plane, where hydrocarbon fire has never in the history of construction brought down tall buildings? Was Khalid Sheikh Mohammed responsible for all top Pentagon officials canceling their flights on the eve of September 10th due to security concerns? Was Khalid Sheikh Mohammed responsible for the put options that were placed on the stock of companies such as American and United Airlines on the days immediately preceding September 11th? Was Khalid Sheikh Mohammed responsible for all of the Central Intelligence Agency, FBI, orchestrated terrorist operations in the name of Al-Qaeda and others? Was Khalid Sheikh Mohammed responsible for Mohammed Atta being trained at the Brooks Air Force Base, or for Al-Shehi at Maxwell Air Force Base, or at the Monterey Defense Intelligence Agency Center? Was Khalid Sheikh Mohammed responsible for placing Mohammed Atta at Pensacola Naval Station for his resident address? Was he responsible for housing Khalid Mohammed Atta with Charlie Voss, who was a Contra pilot for the Central Intelligence Agency running guns into Nicaragua and cocaine out, brothers and sisters? Was Khalid Sheikh Mohammed responsible for instructing the Secret Service not to remove President Bush from an unsecured Florida elementary school while he read children a children's book holding the book upside down? Khalid Sheikh Mohammed is indeed a marvel here. He is Superman in intelligence garb, and for good reason, brothers and sisters. He worked for the Central Intelligence Agency as an operative throughout the 1980s.
Ralph, the confession, the supposed confession, is an incredible geography lesson because he assumes responsibility for events that could have taken place throughout the world, whether it's South Korea, Turkey, Thailand, Mombasa. You know, you go from Africa to Southeast Asia to Northern Asia, throughout the United States, Europe, Latin America with the Panama Canal and Central America. This is a lot, and where it says, I was responsible for planning financing for the destruction of buildings in the Israeli city of Eilat by using airplanes leaving from Saudi Arabia. He has American embassies targeted in Indonesia, Australia, and Japan. This is what you call the World Terror Network. There isn't a place left untouch, except perhaps the former Soviet Union. There isn't anything here about any of the states of the former Soviet Union. But otherwise, you have an incredible geography lesson. And the supposed confession is not accepted even by the ruling intelligence operatives for the ruling class. They too have seen that this there are too many supposed plots. Too much is being included in this confession, as the New York Times says. He confessed the 9/11 plotter burnishes his image as a soldier, but the confession, which is accepted by the New York Times and many other newspapers, is considered exaggerated. That's the word that is used by many of the intelligence officials. I've never known a criminal, either terrorist or otherwise, that didn't exaggerate it, said Michigan Representative Mike Rogers, a former FBI agent and the top Republican on the terrorism panel of the House Intelligence Committee. But they do accept that these are his words, except that they say that there are discrepancies. The terror analysts, some of the discrepancies. Mohammed claims he was responsible for the 1993 World Trade Center operation. However, Mohammed didn't hatch the plot, they say, but he and elements of Al-Qaeda may have supported it. This is an understatement, as Ralph has gone into completely. He also claims to be responsible for the bombing of a nightclub in Bali, Indonesia, which was frequented by British and Australian tourists. Current and former officials say that his role was probably that simply of a financier. Ralph?
Well, the problem here, Maya, is that the events at Bali have already been attributed to a figure that was identified with the intelligence services, both of Indonesia and of the United States, and that's well documented. In fact, almost every one of the events for which Khalid Sheikh Mohammed is now assuming responsibility, to the delight of the ruling class's orchestration of the same fiction, every one of these events had already been trumpeted as the responsibility of demonic others. The blind Egyptian cleric should be released from prison immediately, Sheikh Omar Abdulrahman. The charges against Lynn Stewart, of course, should be dropped forthwith. Now we have it on official record. It's Khalid Sheikh Mohammed who's responsible for the 1993 bombing. Khalid Sheikh Mohammed takes responsibility for the landmark plots, the Brooklyn Bridge, the George Washington Bridge, the Lincoln Tunnel, the Statue of Liberty, the United Nations. Ah, but Patrick Fitzgerald convicted Sheikh Omar Abdulrahman of these very events. Now they're disavowed as having anything to do with him. Release him from prison. Expose the trial as fraud. Khalid Sheikh Mohammed is taking responsibility for the decapitation of Daniel Pearl. Ah, but the problem with that is that the Pearl murder was officially tried in Pakistan, and the president of Pakistan, General Pervez Musharraf, fingered Omar Sheikh Saeed as Pearl's assassin, adding parenthetically that Omar Sheikh Saeed was an MI6 agent working for British intelligence. In fact, in the transcript of his alleged confession, there's a cryptic discussion of the Central Intelligence Agency and Mossad involvement in the Pearl execution. That text is somewhat redacted, and that's rather instructive. But once again, there was somebody convicted in a fake trial in Pakistan with the president of Pakistan involved for that very event. Every single one of these ascribed undertakings, such as the bombings of the embassies in Nairobi and Dar es Salaam, the attack on the airplane, on the Israeli plane in Nairobi, have already been attributed to terrorist others. And of course, in the case of the embassy bombings, Ali Mohammed was working for the Central Intelligence Agency, trained at Fort Bragg, run by the FBI, and arranging for the FBI itself bodyguards for none other than Osama bin Laden. But now, in this confession, is Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, who is now responsible for all of these events. That means that retroactively, every single one of the official fictions which occupied the official commission on 9/11, with none other than Condoleezza Rice and Kofor Black of counterterrorism, bombarding the commissioners with the claims that all of these very acts for which Khalid Sheikh Mohammed takes responsibility were in fact done by Osama bin Laden and a series of other individuals who have now been absolved by this latest confession of any responsibility whatsoever.
Ralph, throughout the press, you have statements by the official terrorism analysts, people who were involved in the CIA, the Defense Department, the FBI, and academia. They all notice that these are, quote, exaggerated claims, as Catherine Schrader, Associated Press writer, wrote on March 15th. Officials, Mohammed exaggerated claims. None of them come forward to say this is disinformation. They don't make that step because these are people who create disinformation themselves. But as I mentioned about Mike Rogers, they say they exaggerate. Or Joshua Dressler, a criminal law expert at Moritz College of Law at Ohio State University. Quote, in light of the rambling nature of his statements and the views of some that he is prone to exaggerate his importance, we cannot feel confident we know exactly the level of his involvement in various prior attacks. And that is about the level that they go to. But as in The Guardian, Rohan Gunaratna wrote Monday, March 3rd, that Khalid Sheikh Mohammed was a womanizer, a joker, a scuba diver, the other face of Al-Qaeda's number three. And this is a portrait that was done in 2003 by the so-called terrorism expert Rohan Gunaratna, in which He states that Khalid Sheikh Mohammed is not a religious a man of religion. He is not an Osama bin Laden type person. In fact, he was a man who enjoyed his pleasures and is not what you consider a face of Al-Qaeda. And this is now being put forward to say how much did he really do. As Marcus Baram, March 15th, wrote from ABC News, how much did he really do? And here he uses the term fabulist. The reasons that he states is the lack of evidence to implicate Mohammed Sheikh Mohammed in many of these plots and his reputation as a self-aggrandizing egoist. Quote, I get a sense that his ego was enormous and that he would take credit for anything and everything, said Jack Clunan, an ABC News analyst and former senior agent on the FBI's bin Laden squad who investigated Mohammed. Quote, what's missing is the evidence and details about the plot. The fact that he can provide that shows that he is in the lying mode, end quote. Ralph?
Khalid Sheikh Mohammed was supposed to have been arrested and detained on March 3rd, 2003, as the result of a raid on a safe house that he was occupying in Pakistan. Here are the actual facts regarding this contrivance. This is The Guardian on March 3rd, 2003, Rory McCarthy and Rawalpindi. Raided family of microbiologist denies official version of Al-Qaeda arrests. U.S. and Pakistani officials were last night questioning Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, the suspected architect of the September 11 attacks, arrested in a dramatic swoop over the weekend. His arrest was hailed by officials in Washington. That's fantastic, George Bush told his national security advisor Condoleezza Rice. Other officials were even more effusive. This is a very huge event. It is the equivalent of the liberation of Paris during World War II, said Portagas, chairman of the House Intelligence Committee, who would then later become the head of Central Intelligence. The same Portagas, by the way, who was meeting with Mahmoud Ahmed, the head of the ISI, on the eve of September 11th when he wired $100,000 into the account of Mohammed Atta. Indeed, the representation is that Khalid Sheikh Mohammed was captured in a raid on a private house on Saturday in Rawalpindi, The Guardian says. Pakistani intelligence service agents were initially believed to have handed him straight over to the U.S. officials, and he was then flown out of the country to an undisclosed location, is the official fiction. But what are, in fact, the facts? The Khan family, who lived in the two-story gray house at 18A Nisar Road, where officials claimed they found Mohammed, as The Guardian reports, gave a very different account of the raid. Dr. Abdul Qudus Khan, 78, a retired microbiologist who runs a respected cardiology institute, lives at the house with his wife Malaka and their son, Ahmed, 42, his wife and their two young children. Dr. Khan and his wife were at a wedding in Lahore on Friday. At 3 a.m. on Saturday, a squad of 20 armed police and intelligence officers kicked open the door and burst into the room, and they dragged away Ahmed and held his wife and children at gunpoint for an hour as they ransacked the house, as described by Ahmed's sister Qudsiya. Clothes and books were strewn on the floor. They took dollar bills locked in a cupboard. The bedrooms were turned upside down. At no point was Khalid Sheikh Mohammed or any other individual in the house. This is The Guardian reporting. The agents did not even ask about them. The only people in the house were my brother, his wife, and their children, Qudsiya said. I have absolutely no idea what the police were doing here. Officials at Pakistan's Interior Ministry insist they found Khalid Sheikh Mohammed and another Arab al-Qaeda suspect in the house, and arrested them at the same time as Ahmed was detained. But the family and witnesses and neighbors and supporters all challenge the official account and state Khalid Sheikh Mohammed had to have been arrested in some other place at some other time. That is the Guardian account. But the Guardian account is absolutely corroborated by account after account in the Pakistani and Asian press. Indeed, the Australian Broadcasting Corporation on March 2nd of 2003, with respect to the presumptive capture of Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, quotes, says the following. The sister of a Pakistani arrested in a swoop that the authorities say netted the suspected mastermind of the September 11th attacks has stated that he was the only man present and there were no ties to any political or extremist group, and that Khalid Sheikh Mohammed had never been there, had no connection to the family, and was not in that apartment at the time. Members of the Quddus family said that the only person arrested in a raid by 25 security men armed with Kalashnikov rifles was the son of the microbiologist. But what's interesting about the son is that he is a retarded man. He is, as they call him, feeble-minded. No political involvement, no awareness of politics, no connection whatsoever to the political life of Pakistan.
And the sister showed a paper that they have from a health organization attesting to his mental state.
My brother was the only man in the house, his sister Kudzia Khanum emphasized. He was taken his way while his wife and children were herded into a room and locked in. They didn't even know why they took him or where. My brother has never been involved in bad things. Actually, you know, he's a bit slow. He's not very clever. I can't even begin to imagine that he could be involved with any terrorist organization. He doesn't have any links with any terrorist organization. They're saying all these strange things about him in the press. He's lived in this neighborhood for 15 years. Everybody knows him. A placid person, a gentle person, a quiet person. Ms. Kudsia said her mother was a district administrator of Pakistan's largest political party, and her father, the retired microbiologist, worked for the United Nations.
Ralph, it's the largest Islamic political party. It's the third largest party
yes.
in the country.
The father was in Lahore for a wedding at the time of the raid. He's a heart patient. We had to break the news gently to him. This is the Australian Broadcasting Corporation report. It's quite detailed. Analysts question whether Khalid Sheikh Mohammed had actually been arrested on Saturday. They speculate he may have been held for some time. Perhaps he was arrested months ago, one expert on Pakistan who declined to be identified said. Indeed, another terror expert said that Mohammed must have been arrested before. So all of the officialdom, all of the neighbors, the family itself, have totally discredited the official fiction about the detention of Khalid Sheikh Mohammed.
And part of the fake evidence put forward by the government at this trumped-up tribunal is a computer hard drive that was seized during the supposed capture of the detainee, contained information about the four airplanes hijacked on September 11, 2001, including code names, airline company, flight number, target, pilot name, and background information and names of hijackers, as well as photographs of the 19 individuals identified as the September 11th, 2001 hijackers. Now, all this is accessible information on the internet. This was taken from a computer supposedly captured in 2003, information that was from 2001. And was it this computer? Not according to the family. According to the family, they did not even have internet access for this computer, and all it contained were games for the children to play.
Well, let's look at this in some detail because it's important to demonstrate how the United States intelligence agencies and the administration of Bush and all of the Democratic Party apologists for the war on terror lie to the American people, fabricate these declarations of responsibility and impute to demonic others acts for which they themselves are responsible. Here is the report in the Pakistani publication Dawn, March 27, 2003, Rawalpindi, March 26th. The jail authorities on Wednesday released Akil Ahmed Abdul Qudus, the alleged harborer of Al-Qaeda activist Khalid Sheikh Mohammed. He was released. No charges were brought against him. Everything was dropped because they couldn't possibly sustain in any court of law any charges against this retarded man without any relationship whatsoever to the politics of the area.
But this was after keeping him in solitary confinement.
Yes, that's true, but they were obligated to release within weeks.
This is Taking Aim with
Ralph Schoenman
and Maya Schoen. Our program today, A Study in Disinformation, The Fake Confession of Khalid Sheikh Mohammed. Ralph?
The Dawn publication that I cited just before specifies, as you indicated, Maya, that Ahmed Abdul Qudus, the man arrested in the raid which supposedly led to the capture of Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, was kept in solitary confinement for 25 days and then released from jail in Pakistan. No charges, no further activity with respect to him. And what's interesting here is that the photograph of Ahmed Abdul Qudus, the man at whose home Khalid Sheikh Mohammed was supposed to have been arrested at the time of his being reunited with his family, has very much the profile and indeed the look of the last photograph published of Khalid Sheikh Mohammed. What's interesting about this is that if you look at the photographs of the Khalid Sheikh Mohammed that had been presented by the authorities in the years before, they bear absolutely no relationship to the picture of the man who was portrayed to the world at the time of the putative arrest of Khalid Sheikh Mohammed. And indeed, as the accounts in the Asia Times and other newspapers have it, agents, all of whom appeared to be Pakistani, took computer hard drives, documents, and dollars from the house. But as to the brother, he is so slow, and this is a quote from the Asia Times, and so innocent and so friendly, it is inconceivable that he could be involved with intrigue. He has been described as follows. People run rings around him because it would never occur to him that they might lie or take advantage of him. Qudus's father, the prominent microbiologist for many years, had confirmed that the 42-year-old Qudus could not hold down a job, lived at home with his parents his entire life. His mother, Makhlaqa, the leader of the Jamaat-e-Islami, confirmed that her son had no connection to any events, not he or his family. There was no one else there when the raid occurred.
Ralph, the father, the microbiologist, had worked for the World Health Organization in Africa for many years, and the brother, the other son of the microbiologist, is a major in the Pakistani army, and he wasn't allowed to return to the house after he heard of the raid.
Now, in an interesting article by Christopher Bolin on March 16th of this year, he poses a number of important questions as he cites the Asia Times and other newspapers about these events. Where did the photos of the man said to be Khalid Sheikh Mohammed come from, and why are there so few photos of him available? If he was captured on March 1, 2003, he has been in U.S. custody for over 4 years. If he were the commander of Al-Qaeda military forces and mastermind of the attacks of 9/11, why has so little attention been paid to him? Why was he not tried in federal courts? Why is he kept totally incommunicado in Cuba? If he is in the mastermind behind the 9/11 attacks, he belongs in a U.S. courtroom to explain what he did and how he did it. Why is he held incommunicado in Cuba? Why can no reporter see him? Why is no one able to witness the putative evidence that's being adduced for his responsibility for these events? But indeed, the specifics regarding the role of Khalid Sheikh Mohammed come into close and clear perspective when we understand what in fact occurred with respect to his capture. Here is the rather telling account by Behrahman in the Asia Times. And what's interesting about this report in the Asia Times is that B. Rahman is the director of the Institute for Topical Studies, and he's a former member of the National Security Advisory Board of the Government of India and the head of the Counterterrorism Division of the Research and Analysis Wing of India's External Intelligence Agency from 1988 to 1944. This is an intelligence operative of India who does a series of articles in the Asia Times completely exposing and disavowing the official fiction with respect to the capture of Khalid Sheikh Mohammed. The United States officials, he writes, and the army of so-called counterterrorism experts, which sprang up after September 11, are projecting Khalid Sheikh Mohammed as the Field Marshal Montgomery or General Patton of al-Qaeda. The case gets more and more complex and mystifying. And he states, even as the trial of those responsible for the killing of Daniel Pearl was underway, Pakistani security agencies fell on a group of others belonging to the Lashkar-e-Jhangvi and the Harkat-al-Mujahideen. And during interrogation, they surprised the Pakistani and U.S. intelligence agencies by acknowledging that it was they who had killed Pearl. And they led police to the spot on the outskirts of Karachi where the remains of Pearl were found buried. Forensic tests confirmed them to be those of Pearl, and they were subsequently handed over to his widow. Now, what's interesting about this report is that during the trial of these people, what emerged was that they were working for British intelligence in MI6. And indeed, the Pakistani authorities have taken full responsibility for charging these people with the crime that they are now ascribing to Khalid Sheikh Mohammed. But indeed, with respect to the Pearl killing, the Pearl family immediately gave a report. This is March 16, 2007. The father of murdered Wall Street Journal reporter Daniel Pearl stated that the claim that Khalid Sheikh Mohammed is the man who beheaded his son is information he does not believe. He stated that we don't know the whereabouts of the guy. We don't know the identities of the people who are supposed to have been involved in Danny's captivity and who performed the murder. And the governments are tired. They have bureaucracy. They have other pressing issues. And they tend to forget about the fact that those who are supposed to be responsible for Danny's killing have strange connections.
Ralph, what's important in the fake confession of Khalid Sheikh Mohammed is noted by Mark Denbow, a Seton Hall University law professor who had represented two Tunisians who are at Guantanamo Bay. And he stated, quote, "The government has finally brought someone into Gitmo who apparently admits to being someone who could be called an enemy combatant. None of the others rise to this level. The government now has got one. He says he may be the only one." And they're referring to statements during the, what we don't even know is a real tribunal, that Khalid Sheikh Mohammed confesses to being responsible for this, that, and everything, but that he also states, the supposed Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, that people who were in Guantanamo were just innocent people, civilians who were picked up in Afghanistan. But part of the statement that was read by the representative is that, quote, "I was the operational director for Sheikh Osama bin Laden for organizing, planning, follow-up, and execution of the 9/11 operation under the military commander Sheikh Abu Hafs al-Masri Subi Abu Sita. I was the military operational commander for all foreign operations around the world under the direction of Sheikh Osama bin Laden and Dr. Ayman al-Zahiri. And that I was directly in charge for managing and following up on the cell for the production of biological weapons such as anthrax and others, and the follow-up of the dirty bomb operations on American soil, and he was the commander, that is the emir, of the Martyrs' House in the state of Kandahar, Afghanistan, which housed the 9/11 hijackers. In other words, he was in charge of all weapons of mass destruction. He was in charge of all operations that would take place throughout the world. So you have sort of tied up in one package the U.S. war on terror.
He was not captured in 2003. He was not found at the family home of Quddus. According to a 2003 Guardian report, Khalid Sheikh Mohammed was killed in Karachi in a bloody shootout with Pakistani security forces on September 11, 2002. Indeed, at the time of the murder or killing of the real Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, Bush, Mortimer Snerd, George Bush, issued a statement of utter delight and issued as evidence of the progress that they were making in the war on terror. And we will come to a moment as to why the anniversary, the first anniversary of 9/11, was the occasion when the Bush administration and the intelligence services would claim that they had succeeded in killing Khalid Sheikh Mohammed. The Guardian report, there is even doubt about his nationality. Some say he's Pakistani, others that he is Kuwaiti. He does appear to be of Pakistani origin, probably Baluch and raised in Kuwait. How did they find him? Great police work. Bombing them back to the Stone Age? No, they saw him on TV. Pakistani and U.S. intelligence services were alerted to his presence in the country when he gave an interview to the Qatar-based Al Jazeera television station shortly before the first anniversary of September 11th. And more to the point, the evidence from the Asia Times, from the Dawn in Pakistan, is very clear. Khalid Sheikh Mohammed was killed 1 year after September 11th. Saeed Salim Shahzad reports in the Asia Times on October 11th, 2002, a chilling inheritance of terror. Ever since the frenzied shootout, excuse me, last month on September 11th in Karachi, it has become clear that the self-proclaimed head of Al Qaeda's military committee died in the police raid on his apartment. Now it has emerged that Kuwaiti national Khalid Sheikh Mohammed did indeed perish in the raid, but his wife and child were taken from the apartment and handed over to the Federal Bureau of Investigation, in whose hands they remain. The article in the Asia Times of October 11, 2002 continues. Sources close to Pakistani intelligence agents state the wife, under intense interrogation, has revealed information that is likely to lead to a new crackdown in Pakistan. Despite being tracked by informers within Pakistan's Inter-Services Intelligence Agency, Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, who has been described as the only man who knows all the Al-Qaeda pieces, managed to stay one step ahead of any raiding parties until his death. Now, that account of the death of Khalid Sheikh Mohammed is confirmed again by Saeed Salim Shahzad on October 30th, 2002. Ever since the frenzied shootout last month on September 11th, Karachi, there had been doubts raised over whether Khalid Sheikh Mohammed died during the police raid on his apartment. Now it has been established, he continues, that Kuwaiti national Khalid Sheikh Mohammed did indeed perish in the raid. And that account is consistent with repeated descriptions of the circumstances of his death. Here again is the account in the Asia Times. Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, a test for U.S. credibility. The circumstances surrounding the arrest in Pakistan and handing over to the U.S. authorities of a man said to be Khalid Sheikh Mohammed raise a number of important issues. He had been killed in Karachi in a bloody shootout with Pakistani security forces on September 11th, 2002. The article continues. So, indeed, here is the Daily Telegraph. Here is an account by Olga Craig, March 9th, 2003. The two young sons of Khalid Sheikh Mohammed are being used by the Central Intelligence Agency. Yusuf El-Khalid, 9, and his brother Abdel Al-Khalid, 7, were taken into custody in Pakistan last September when intelligence officers raided the flat in Karachi where their father had been hiding. Now, this is the date of his supposed arrest in 2003. But here's the account in the Daily Telegraph. He fled just hours before the raid, but his two young sons were found cowering behind a wardrobe in the apartment. The article continues. The boys are being held by Pakistani authorities, but this weekend they were flown to America, where they will be questioned about their father. The CIA confirmed that the boys were kept at a secret address where they were being, quote, encouraged, unquote, to talk about their father. Now, this is an extraordinary article. What we're being told here is that at the time that he was supposed to be arrested, he escaped. First of all, he was never there, according to all the accounts that we've cited so far by the family of Quddus. Secondly, he is supposed to have been captured. And here is the Telegraph with an account of the CIA holding his two young children, stating that he had escaped. But we've just got through documenting that indeed, according to the accounts in the Asia Times and in the Dawn, Khalid Sheikh Mohammed was killed on the first anniversary of 9/11. Indeed, the evidence for that is massive. And what are we looking at here, brothers and sisters? An announced confession from Guantanamo Bay of a fictive Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, where everything but the crucifixion is ascribed to him. We're looking at an account of a figure who they claim to have arrested in 2003, when in any examination of the circumstances revealed that that is a complete contrivance. He was not there. He was not he was not found, and he was not detained. If you look at the photographs that were put forward of Khalid Sheikh Mohammed in the period prior to his presumptive arrest, and look at the photograph of the person who is said to be Khalid Sheikh Mohammed at the time of his arrest, there is not even the slightest resemblance here in height, in facial composition, in features. There's no way that the features of the man that are portrayed as the person supposedly taken into custody in 2003 bear any remote connection to the Khalid Sheikh Mohammed whose photographs had been released but a short time before. This is disinformation. These are the intelligence legends. These are the fake Oswalds. These are the Mohammed Attas who are said by the authorities, the Mohammed Atta, to be an ascetic religious figure, the same Mohammed Atta who is running hookers, doing lines of coke, and drunk out of his mind on Stolichnaya, as reported by Newsweek in the bars of Venice, Florida. Here again, Christopher Boleyn on March 16th. The person said to be Khalid Sheikh Mohammed is not the person who masterminded the attacks of 9/11 as described by the authorities. No remote resemblance in the photographs. Indeed, the account in all of the Pakistani and Asian press of the events of September 11th, 2002 are abundantly clear. Here is B. Rahman in the Asia Times. Arrest of Khalid, another of Hydra's heads. In this article in the Asia Times, Rahman, who is, as I mentioned, the intelligence officer of the Indian government, goes into particularity about how he had been killed on the first anniversary of 9/11. There is a legend about Khalid Sheikh Mohammed. It is the same type of legend as that of 9/11. He has claimed responsibility for Richard Reed's attempt to ignite a shoe bomb on a transatlantic flight. He has claimed responsibility for the Bali bombings. He has claimed responsibility for planned assassinations of the Pope, of Bill Clinton, and of Jimmy Carter. He states, I decapitated with my blessed right hand the head of the American Jew, Daniel Pearl. For those who would like to confirm, there are pictures of me on the Internet holding his head, states Khalid Sheikh Mohammed of current invention. There's no photograph of Khalid Sheikh Mohammed holding the head of Daniel Pearl. You know what there is a photograph of? There's a photograph of Abu Musab al-Zarqawi decapitating Nicholas Berg on a video. And indeed, in almost parallel circumstances to those of Khalid Sheikh Mohammed's invented claims about Daniel Pearl, because Abu Musab al-Zarqawi had been killed but over a year prior to this event, a death that was confirmed by his political organization, memorialized by his family. And if you remember, brothers and sisters, Abu Musab al-Zarqawi was claimed to be the figure responsible for initiating the internecine bloodletting within Iraq, Sunni versus Shia, not attacks against the U.S. occupation forces, but against the civilian population, working-class Shia of Baghdad. But Abu Musab al-Zarqawi was not only brought back to life for the fake decapitation of Nicholas Berg, but this man who had lost a leg in a bombing raid before was grown a new one. The prosthesis was no longer present. They grew him a new leg as well as bringing him back to life. As with Abu Musab al-Zarqawi, so with Khalid Sheikh Mohammed.
Ralph, I think we have to examine the response of the U.S. Congress. Senator Carl M. Levin, Democrat, Michigan, chairman of the Senate Armed Services Committee, and Senator Lindsey O. Graham, Republican from South Carolina, a committee member, said in a statement yesterday meaning on March 16th, that they were impressed with the, quote, professionalism and demeanor of the tribunal. That is the Combatant Status Review Tribunal at which the supposed Khalid Sheikh Mohammed made his confession of over 30 terrorism plots. This has been a study in disinformation. Ralph, to sum up?
Well, I would sum up as follows, Maya. The account here regarding the actual fate of Sheikh Mohammed, Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, by Saeed Salim Shahzad, the senior political correspondent of the Dawn Group of newspapers in Karachi, is very explicit. The joint ISI-FBI plan was to take Sheikh Mohammed alive so he could be grilled. However, as a plainclothes officer climbed the stairs toward the third apartment, a hand grenade was thrown. Reinforcement arrived, and for the next hours, a fierce gun battle blazed. Indeed, two of the special operatives shot Khalid Sheikh Mohammed at point-blank range. The Pakistani press carried pictures of the murder and of a message scrawled in blood on the wall of the flat. It proclaimed, "There is no God except Allah, and Mohammed is his messenger." It was written, as the account in the Asia Times makes clear, by Khalid Sheikh Mohammed with his own blood, as his life blood drained from him.
This has been Taking Aim with
Ralph Schoenman
and Maya Schoen. Our program today, A Study in Disinformation, The Fake Confession of Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, was recorded March 20th, 2007. It will be available on our internet site, www.takingaimradio.com. We would like to hear from you. Contact us at takingaim@pacbell.net. That's PACBELL.net. I'd like to remind you that Ralph will be speaking April 1st, that's a Sunday, at St. Mark's Church at 2 p.m. We'll be with you next week.